Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
It's our end of year news quiz. Were you paying attention in 2008? Get three in a row right and you'll win a prize. Call 212-433-WNYC.
I'm thinking about giving up this rambling around and hanging up my highway shoes. Lately when I walk and make a hollow sound and it carry me away from you.
And why are we using that music instead of our regular theme? It's because that's by Steve Earle, who's going to be our next guest quiz master coming up here in just a minute. Just want to thank everybody who has contributed so far to our one-day end-of-the-tax-year fundraiser on WNYC. We're hoping that you'll support the station with a year-end gift and increase your 2008 tax refund. So we hope everyone will call right now or go to our website at WNYC.org. We're just doing this today. Obviously, many of you have lists of your favorite nonprofits that you're donating to at the end of the year. We hope that you'll think of WNYC, and we're making it easier for you to do that with this one-day fundraiser, stealing a day from our February fundraiser so we don't add the total number of days or add to the total number of days for the course of a year. But 1-888-376-WNYC, 1-888-376-9692, or donate online at WNYC.org. Thank you so much for doing it. And we welcome, as our next guest quiz master for our end of the year news quiz, were you paying attention in 2008? Actor and musician Steve Earle. Hi, Steve.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for doing this with us.
I don't have any excuse. I live right up the street. I couldn't wiggle out of this one.
You're right. You know, and we sent our henchmen to get you this morning.
Yeah, just drug me out of bed and
get over here.
Yeah, right down the street.
I was just remembering that you were on Studio 360 out at the Aspen Ideas Festival this summer. One of the highlights of the year for me.
Yeah, that was cool. That was a highlight of the tour for me because that's the fishing part of the tour when I'm playing Colorado and Montana and places like that. I enjoy that part of the tour immensely. No, it was a cool event. A lot of cool people and Sarah Jones and other friends I bumped into there. It was cool.
Cold water fishing in that case.
Oh no doubt about it. No doubt about it. But that's the deal that about trout fishing is trout don't live in ugly places. So, you know, stand in the middle of really really pretty rivers.
There you go. Follow the trout, you'll be happy, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So, you ready to ask some questions of some listeners?
Yeah, that'll be a nice change for me to ask some questions.
Evelyn in Windsor Terrace. You're on WNYC. Hi, Evelyn.
Hi, Brian.
Do you think you were paying attention in 2008?
I was.
All right. Let's see how much. Now, I should say that Steve's category, after we did presidential politics with Richard Wolff last hour and the economy with Peter Coy, and we're going to do New York stuff with Dominic Carter coming up later in the hour. This is everything else.
Okay.
Lucky me. Right.
With a lot of pop culture and some other stuff too. But Steve Earle, fire away.
Okay. The first question is, how many gold medals did U.S. swimmer Michael Phelps win?
How many?
I would say it was 9.
You would be wrong. You were paying attention to the important stuff.
That's right.
But not to Michael Phelps, apparently. But Evelyn, thanks a lot. Happy New Year. Tim in East New York, you're on WNYC. Hi, Tim.
Yeah, hi. I think Mark Spitz had 7, so didn't Phelps have 8 to win it?
8 would be correct.
Correct. Now, just for the fun of it, you won't be graded on this.
Go ahead.
How many of them can you name?
Boy, if there was a race, he won it. I don't know, breaststroke. He won his part in the medley. Backstroke. Don't ask me distances. Freestyle.
That's pretty good. All right, you want to run down these with me? We'll alternate, Steve, one-on-one, real quick, okay?
He won the 400-meter individual medley.
The 4x100-meter freestyle relay.
The 200-meter freestyle.
The 200-meter meter butterfly.
The 4x200-meter freestyle relay.
That means four people were in it. The 200-meter individual medley. All right, we're going to leave it there. And, Tim, your phone is breaking up a little bit. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, anyway, you got that one right. So, Steve, go on to the next question. Oh, wait a minute. We have – did Michael Phelps, however, think that he was completely unbeatable?
I'm not unbeatable. No one's unbeatable. Everyone can be beaten.
We had that sitting around, so we figured we'd play it. But he has not proven yet that he can be beat. Next question.
At the closing ceremony of the Beijing Summer Olympics, which British guitarist rolled into the stadium on top of a double-decker bus to promote the 2012 London Olympics?
At the close of the Beijing Olympics, which British guitarist rolled into the stadium on top of a double-decker bus to promote the 2012 London Olympics?
Ooh, that's killing me. British guitarist.
Really important British guitarist.
Really important. Well, my favorite's Pete Townsend, but I doubt it was him.
Wasn't Pete Townsend. Not too far
it
off.
It wasn't. No, not far off at all. It was Jimmy Page. Probably the only other living British guitarist as important as Pete Townsend.
In fact, listen, here was that moment.
There he is. We've been expecting him. Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin fame.
Bob Costas, who's introduced many an athlete, getting to introduce Jimmy Page. I'm sure that was a change of pace.
Without Robert Plant, who was on the road with Alison Krauss.
Okay, Tim, thanks a lot for playing. Sorry about that. Happy New Year. Now, for future reference, Steve, if somebody gets one wrong, we give somebody else a chance to get that same answer. So don't give it away
too quick.
But that's okay in this case. Marco in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hi, Marco.
Hey,
ready for a question?
How you doing, Brian?
Good. Happy New Year. Here's a question from Steve Earle.
Okay. Why did actor Jeremy Piven recently withdraw from his starring role on Broadway's Speed the Plow?
You know what? I did want to see that. I didn't know.
I did too.
I would say something with Entourage.
Entourage?
No. I know they're not filming Entourage until next year, so.
All right. You got 10 seconds, Marco. I'm going to have to move on here. You said you wanted to see it, and sure enough, I did read that the box office is off 33% since Piven pulled out.
Really?
But do you know what it is?
Yes.
You're Googling.
Yeah, I am.
No.
Googling.
Caught Googling. Can't do it. Marco, Happy New Year. Dennis in Manhattan?
Yeah, he had mercury poisoning.
How did he get that mercury poisoning?
I think it's that he just didn't want to be in the show anymore.
A legitimate actor. Steve Earle, has a musician ever canceled? With a fake illness just because they didn't want to play that night? This has never happened.
Yeah.
Has it ever happened in show business?
It does happen.
I'm shocked to hear that.
I've never actually done it myself, but I have heard of such things.
Other musicians.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, they say mercury poisoning from sushi and Chinese herbs. So I don't know what Chinese herbs are in that case. Norbert Leo Butz, a Tony Award winner, has stepped into that role of Bobby Gould as of December 23rd at the Ethel Barrymore Theater. But so far, box office is hurting. I haven't seen the reviews. Who knows? Maybe he's better than Jeremy Piven.
I wanted to see it really badly, too, with him in the role. Because, I mean, Entourage amazes me because I hate every character on that show, and I can't stop watching it. One of the main reasons is Jeremy Piven.
Anyway, Dennis got mercury poisoning right. So next question.
The next question, what scientific project went live this fall amidst rumors that it would engulf the world in a giant black hole?
The Super Collider.
Yes, it was. It was the Large Hadron Collider, to be perfectly accurate. On September 10th, the proton beams were successfully circulated in the main ring of the Collider for the first time. And did you know that on September 19th, after all the big hoopla leading up to it, and is it going to be Y2K, and are we all going to fall into a black hole? Just 9 days later, the operations were halted due to a serious fault between the two superconducting bending magnets, and with the resulting damage, the collider will not be operational again until next summer. And did you ever hear this?
Oh, yeah. I'm about to drop some particle physics in the club. The LHC is super duper fly. You know what I'm saying. Check it.
27 kilometers tunnel underground. Design with mind to send protons around. A circle that crosses through Switzerland and France. 60 nations contribute to scientific advance. Two beams of protons.
The Large Hadron Collider rap. Steve Earle, one of our favorite music clips of the year.
Yeah, it's got a good beat, but you can't dance to it. I give it a 6.
There you go. Okay, so that's 2 in a row, correct, for Dennis in Manhattan. He is one question away from becoming a 2008 Brian Lehrer Show News Scholar and winning a 30 Issues in 30 Days EcoTote. Hit him with the next question.
So here we go. Alone among major Western nations, the U.S. refused to sign a declaration presented at the United Nations calling for worldwide decriminalization of what?
Alone among Western nations, the U.S. refused to sign a declaration presented at the U.N. calling for worldwide decriminalization of what, Dennis?
I believe it had something to do with abortion. Let me think about this, Brian. I was getting a hint there.
No, well, I was going to say it did not.
It did not.
It did not.
But that was not my answer. My answer.
Yes.
My actual answer is.
Are you Googling too?
I absolutely am not. You know what? I thought I had it, but I.
Okay,
I
Dennis. Thanks a lot for playing. Happy New Year. And Jorge in Manhattan, you there?
Hey.
Jorge, so, did you hear the question? Alone among major Western nations, the U.S. refused to sign a declaration presented at the United Nations calling for worldwide decriminalization of what? And as I understand biology, this thing cannot really lead to abortion.
Gay people?
Well, yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Absolute homosexuality. 66 of the UN's 192 member countries signed the non-binding declaration. More than 70 UN members outlaw homosexuality, and in several of those nations, homosexual acts can be punished by execution.
The bill was co-sponsored by France and the Netherlands, signed by all 27 European Union members, as well as Japan, Australia, Mexico, 36 other countries. There was broad opposition from Muslim-majority nations, and the United States refused to sign, indicating that some parts of the declaration raised legal questions that the Bush administration said needed further review. So, you got that one right. Next question.
Which professional sports team was mentioned in an indictment against Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich? Blagojevich, right?
Blagojevich
is deserves
right.
to have his name like pronounced correctly in America.
Your Serbo-Croatian is impeccable.
There you go.
Which sports team was mentioned by him in one of his censored rants?
Could you give me a hint?
Nope. Well, I mean, it wasn't the... Well, he's the governor of Illinois, and it wasn't the Mets. All right, Jorge. Nice try. We're going to go to Mark in Jersey City. Boy, Mark, if that wasn't a big enough hint.
That was the Cubs?
It sure was, the Chicago Cubs. Steve, what did he...
It said, angry over critical editorials, Blagojevich threatened to withhold state money for Wrigley Field renovations unless members of Chicago's Tribune's editorial board were fired. Man, talk about somebody with the worst case of don't you know who I think I am that I've ever run across in my whole
right.
life.
And the connection is, of course, that the Tribune company owns the Cubs, which is why he was going to take something he had against the paper out on the sports team. So that's one. Next question.
In October, Alaska Senator Ted Stevens was convicted for failing to disclose hundreds of thousands of dollars of gifts and free services. During the trial, Senator Stevens and prosecutor Brenda Morris had this infamous exchange over a chair sitting in Stevens' basement.
All right, now I'll be the prosecutor, okay?
All right.
So I go, and the chair is still at your house?
Yes.
How is that not a gift?
He bought that chair as a gift, but I refused it as a gift. He put it there, and he said it was my chair. I told him I would not accept it as a gift. We have lots of things in our house that don't belong to us.
And the question is, what kind of chair was it?
Was it a massage chair?
It was a massage chair.
One of those big black Brookstone massage chairs you trip over in the airport.
A Brookstone massage chair. He kept it in his house, not as a gift, as something that the giver actually owned. That is really, man, that is... All right. Now, you are one question away from winning our 2008 collector's item. Limited edition, going out of business, EcoTote. No, we're not going out of business. There's just this 2008 EcoTote is no longer being produced. And our final question for you is a musical question live in our studio, Steve Earle.
When you walk through the garden, better watch your back. I beg your pardon, it's straight and narrow track. If you walk with Jesus, he's gonna save your soul. If you keep a devil way down in the hole. Now, the song I just played is a theme from a TV show that I acted in, if you want to call me playing a recovering redneck addict acting, and over the five-year run of the show. And a different artist recorded that song every year. It was written by Tom Waits, and I recorded it for the last year of the show. What was the name of the television show?
One shot at it, Mark.
Just went
off the air. It shut down. It finished. One of the great...
Was it The Wire?
It was The Wire. I was Waylon for a while there.
The bell's out of tune. Different key. All right. And not only does Mark get The Wire right, Mark is a 2008 Brian Lehrer Show News Scholar. Mark, you have bragging rights for New Year's Eve party. And hold on, because we're going to get you your address to send you the limited edition collector's item, Brian Lehrer Show 30 Issues in 30 Days, 2008 Eco Tote. Great job.
Thank you very much.
And Steve Earle, great job. This was so much fun. And hearing you play the theme from The Wire, I think, is going to be my favorite part of this entire
thing. Well, sorry I gave away the first question. I'll wake up here in a couple of days.
So that was really, really fun. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
I beg your pardon. Walk the straight and narrow.